In my first few years as Bishop of the Diocese of Pensacola-Tallahassee, we all had to contend with some very difficult and challenging things. Of course, like the hurricanes and different disasters and problems in the diocese and in the world. But now that I am starting my fifth year, it really seemed opportune to now lay down a vision, not just for the diocese, but for the whole church, to talk about how we here in the diocese, in this local church, can live our faith well. Besides, we are in a time when there is so much division and acrimony and anger in the world, and even in our beloved church. And so we need something, we need a plan to go forward in hope. And so I have written my first pastoral letter called Sharing the Gift. Again, it's for this local church in Pensacola, Tallahassee, but also for the wider church, the whole church. It's a reminder for all of us to live our faith well. And how do we do that? Well, we remember who we are. We are people who have been born again in Jesus Christ. We have been given the promise, not only of forgiveness of our sins here on earth, but eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. And so this pastoral letter and our faith urges us to move forward in hope and even in joy. One of my new favorite passages from the Bible is Zechariah 8:23. And there the prophet lived in a time not unlike our own, but also pointed people toward a future full of hope. And he said, "The days are coming when 10 people from every nation will take hold of every Jew by the shirt and say, 'Take me with you, for I know that God is with you.'" Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could live our faith well so that people around us could say, "I want what you have. I don't know what it is about you, but I want that joy, that perspective, that hope. I want to go with you. I want to believe what you believe." That's really the basis of evangelization. And so I challenge the diocese and the wider church to live our faith well so that we can be true evangelizers. Pope St. Paul VI stated famously, "The church exists to evangelize." And that's a good reminder for us today. You know, yes, we exist to also to worship God, to serve our brothers and sisters, even to build beautiful buildings. But at its heart, we exist to evangelize, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. This pastoral letter then aims to do just that, to get people excited about our faith, and then to encourage and challenge and affirm and help each other to go out to be evangelizers, to be preachers of the good news of Jesus Christ. In the next episode, I want to talk about the biblical basis for evangelization and how the early church took up that charge.